USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump issues his first veto overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was. And I have to in particular thank the Republican strong, wonderful people, the Republican senators that were on our side and on the side of border security.
Former FBI Joint Task Force member Steve Rogers tells Fox News, if you see something, say something, after the terrorist shooting that took place at a New Zealand mosque, injuring 40 people and killing 49 others.
It's incidents like this that will trigger those on the edge that will attempt to copycat this horrific act. So saying that, law enforcement worldwide, not only here in America, but worldwide, they have data banks of people that they are watching, that they're looking at, that they're surveilling.
This is USA Radio News.
I know you've heard me talking about the amazing pillows made by MyPillow. Now, the creator, Mike Lindell, is a sleep genius. Everything he creates revolves around making sure you get the best sleep of your life. That's why he created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. The Giza Dream sheet set also includes two full 21-inch pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. When you climb into the bed, it's going to feel like you're sleeping in a five-star resort. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dream sheet special, and use the promo code USA. You'll get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. Don't forget to enter promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com.
It's a good time to be looking for a job. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
U.S. employers posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs in January. That's near a record high set in November. And as evidence, businesses are still very hungry for workers, despite signs that the economy has slowed a bit. The Labor Department reporting on Friday that hiring also rose and that the number of people quitting their jobs did pick up. Quits are a sign of a healthy economy, because people typically leave a job for another, usually higher-paying job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The powerful storm that buried Colorado in snow is now blasting the central United States. Over 100 million Americans are under winter storm watches, warnings, or advisories. Towns in the Midwest are also having to deal with flooding as some of that snow is melting with the warmer temperatures, and tornado watches are out in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
The keto diet was one of the most searched diets in 2018. Now, is the diet safe for you, though? There's been some conflicting reports. Well, Fox News had a chance to catch up with Dr. Oz, and he says the keto diet, it may not be all it's cracked up to be regarding your health.
Keto, paleo, these are the most searched diets on the internet.
Yeah.
We cover them on the show all the time. But it hasn't been studied well from a general health perspective. We know people lose weight, especially some folks. If your body looks like a square or a brick, then you tend to lose weight on these diets because it changes your internal hormones. But this important study from the American College of Cardiology, one of the first of its kind, looked at 13,000 people who were not in this irregular heartbeat called AFib. And it found that when you had less carbohydrates in your diet, you seem to have more atrial fibrillation.
And according to Dr. Oz, what that means is you're five times more likely to have a stroke. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.